Hi, everyone, and welcome to Better by the Day, where we unlock the secrets to achieving a better body and mind by talking to real people who have actually done it. I'm your host, Kayla Bowers. This show is brought to you by Way Better, the app that makes health and fitness fun with weekly group challenges. You can find Way Better in the App Store or Google Play. This is the second episode of a special two-part series with my guest, Janae Michelle, otherwise known as This Curvy Girl's Fitness. My conversation with Janae explores how she went from someone struggling with depression while weighing almost 400 pounds to the happy, healthy, inspiring person she is 2 years later today. If you haven't listened to part one yet, I recommend checking out that episode first and then coming back here so you can experience all the positive wisdom Janae has to offer. Here's the rest of our chat. How did it feel kind of like knowing that you were now learning and doing the moves that you'd been watching from afar for so long?
You know, it's so funny, when I was in it, it always felt like it still felt like a struggle because yeah. I'm still pushing a lot of weight, you know? And so it wasn't until I really started documenting my journey on Instagram and everything like that, that I really started to realize that everything, like my body is like, I can do some of the things, but the one moment that I think I remember the most is the trainer had everybody doing box jumps, but he came to me and he was like, you know, you don't have to, I think he could just see it in my face. Cause I was kind of like, I don't think that's gonna happen. But
like, even though
internally I was thinking that, there was also this side of me that was like, we doing that. Like, just even if it's just one, we're gonna do it. And so when he walked over to me, I remember, and I have my camera going this whole time, and it's so funny. You see us, like you can't really, like you can kind of hear us talking, but there's music going, stuff like that. But you hear him say, like, you know, you don't have to worry about it. You hear me say, no, I want to try it. And then you hear him say, like, well, you know, you got to have your form. And I literally said, I got it. And he was like, and you see him back up and then you see me take my step back and I do it. And it wasn't until I looked back at that video to make me realize, like, you can do this. Like, I think we put so much pressure on ourselves, and especially for all the women who are plus size, we feel like sometimes we aren't able to do something that someone that's smaller can do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like part of my journey has been to kind of like be like, that's not true. Ignore that and do what you know your body is capable of. And the amazing thing is like, we don't know how much our body is capable of it until we try it. And I think that was my fear for so long, is I just feared doing things. And it wasn't until I started to try them is when I realized, like, this body can actually do some stuff. Like, I think my fear is what was stopping me, but my body was like, we can do it. We just waiting on you mentally to get it together, but physically we're capable. And I think that's one of the things I love, being able to showcase my workouts on Instagram, because it's just like, I just want to show people, like, this is not rocket science, but it just takes you trying it and progress into it. So if you're like, when I started off with box jumps, I think I may have started off with the one that was like, that I don't even know if it was a foot. Like, but then we went to 18. Then we, like, you know, I didn't just start from zero to jumping 3 feet in the air, but it was just like, and everything I did was like that, from my squats to my, you know, the treadmill to the Stairmaster. Everything is just, it's taking those steps and feeling really good about it. So now that I look back on that time, and I'm still friends with a lot of the people who worked out together. And it's so funny, one of the young ladies, she actually comes out to my Sunday workout. And every time she comes out there, she was like, I'm amazed at just like where you're at. Like, because she remembered that first day I walked in there. And now she's watching me where I'm at now. And it's just like, it's really cool to have someone who's kind of seen you through all of that, that entire, like, she's basically seen me through my entire journey. Mm. And it's been really cool to, cause she's like, she's a rock star. She's somebody that I look up to because she's just, she's powerful. She has strength. And so I'm inspired by her, but then she'll tell me that she's inspired by me. And I'm like, I feel like I'm not doing half of what you do, but it feels really good. Especially, I think that's the best part about me documenting this journey, is to be able to go back and see where I started, where, like, you know, the, all the different things that I had to do with the personal trainer that now I'm implementing in my workout, and to be able to see that I couldn't do it here, but now I'm doing it here. And not only am I doing it here, but I'm showing other women how to do it. I think that's probably like the biggest mind-blowing part to me, is that I'm at a stage now where I have the opportunity to just work out with people and just show them what I've learned and help them along their journey. To me, that's the part that I feel grateful and honored and humbled by, because if you would have told me 2 years ago that I would be this involved in fitness, I would have told you you was lying. I would have been like, nope, I don't even believe you. And to know that I'm here now and able to make this amazing impact and connect with women everywhere is the best feeling ever.
You're absolutely just so inspiring. I love your Instagram, and it's so great that you have that community of people that you inspire and inspire you back. And you've been able to just build this little network for yourself. And your story actually happened at a really interesting time, because you started this like right before the pandemic. So you were in this routine of going to the gym, and then you had to pivot and start doing everything at home. So what was that transition like, and kind of when did you start your Instagram, and where did it fit into that part of the transition as you were building this community online?
So that was a really shaky time. So, like you said, I was going to the gym, and then when the gyms closed, I actually did not know how to pivot. Like, I was just, what do I do? Like, okay. And it took me a couple weeks to like figure it out, because there was like, you know, when everything first happened and we were all at home, I think I was kind of like everyone else. I was vegging. I was thinking that this is like 2 weeks, we'll be back to normal. And then I think by that third week, I was just like, okay, this is lasting a lot longer than we thought it was. And so I had actually already started the Instagram. The Instagram has actually probably been around about 6 months before pandemic hit. And when it was, I mean, I literally, when the pandemic hit, I don't even think I had 1,000 followers at the time of the pandemic. But then after the pandemic hit and I kind of regained my bearings and tried to figure out, okay, I knew I didn't want to just continue to not work out. I had to figure something out. So in between that time, I was, of course, doing outdoor walks and things like that, but I knew I just wanted to get a workout in. And so I had like a few things, like I had a couple of resistance bands, a couple of glute bands that I had been given and things like that. And my trainer who I worked with before had given me some boxing gloves, because I really fell in love with boxing. And so I was like, okay, these are things you got, let's start incorporating them. And then I just started figuring it out. Like, I got a couple of books, went on YouTube, just trying to figure out, okay, what are some good home workouts? What are some good routines that I can put together? And every Sunday, and I still do this to this day, every Sunday I sat down and I created my workouts Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday. And each day would either be upper body, lower body. I'll do a HIIT workout or a full body. And I would just put that together. And I started doing, like, I just would follow what I put together. And that was, it was scary, but I figured it out. I was like, this is at least what I'm gonna do until, you know, the gyms open back up. And because I live on the second floor, I couldn't do all, like, you know, couldn't do jump squats. Like, I think my neighbors would be a little upset at me. So everything I started doing was low impact. So it was low impact, but I still wanted to get a really good workout in. And so I started posting it. And I think the fact that it was low impact, it was at home, it was apartment friendly, I think a lot, it just resonated with a lot of people. And that's when my Instagram really started to grow, because I think people started to realize, like, oh, I can do these home workouts. She's not using a bunch of equipment. Like, I don't have barbells and, like, I don't have the gym stuff. So I had to utilize what I got. Like, slowly but surely, I started to just pick up stuff. But everything that I still have in my home gym is still things that you can go and buy at a Ross or a Marshall's, or, like, it's nothing, like, I don't have racks or anything like that, but I feel like I still get a pretty good workout in. Like, I'm burning pretty good calories when I do my home workouts. And so it was difficult to pivot, because at first I really didn't know what to do. But I think once I kind of found my groove, and once I actually started structuring it, sitting down on Sundays and saying, okay, this is my workout for every day, it made it much easier, because I kind of knew what I was doing on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And so that was, yeah. So it was really cool. It wasn't a hard time, because people were dealing with life switching completely. But I think fitness was a way for us to all kind of come together, because people still wanted to feel good and look good. And then, you know, all these all these statistics started coming out in regards to how your body responded to COVID if you were working out and you were active, and people started, I think, hearing more of that. And I think that's why fitness now has become such a big part of most of our lives now, because it's funny, you even see the switch on a lot of the shows or YouTube or things like that, where before everything was more popular around lifestyle or music or makeup, and now the big thing is fitness. It's everywhere. Like, everybody's talking about it, because I think all of us realize how important it is, not only for your mental health during this time, but for your physical and emotional health as well.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think I didn't get into a good routine of really knowing what to do at home until probably like 6 months into this pandemic. I would do different workouts here and there, but your advice of making a plan is such good advice. And I wish I had done that earlier, because now I have a routine, and that's made such a difference for me, because before I didn't stick to it and I didn't know what I wanted to do. I'd try, you know, that person's workout, and, you know, I'd like one set of 5 pound weights at home, and I didn't have much equipment either. And so when I found that structure, that's when I noticed a huge change in my mental health, because I was working out more, like had this routine to look forward to. So I just totally agree with that advice from my own selfish personal experience. But I think there's something to be said about that. And I think that people are still making working out at home work for them. Like, just recently I decided I wanted to go up in weight for the little like dumbbells I had at home. I'm like at 8 pounds. It's so sad. But, and I couldn't find a pair anywhere. It was so hard. It's still hard to buy a set of dumbbells, even like a year into this pandemic, which is crazy, but it's good. It means people are doing it at home and they're making it work for themselves, even without a gym. And I totally hear you on the apartment style workouts too, because I used to live in New York and I was on a fourth floor apartment, and I was like, my neighbors are going to kill me if I keep doing burpees in here. Thankfully they didn't. I think they were nice. But yeah, I was like, oh, sorry.
Yeah. It's funny, because I know I got, because I tried to get like this little black mat that I have down to kind of like dampen my jumps and things like that. And it's still, I still feel like they're, I know they hear me. I know they do. And then it's like, especially considering I do work out so early, I'm like, nobody wants to hear me jumping and bumping at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I was like, low impact it is. And so
yeah.
Now that the gyms are open back up, I think I'm only doing like 2 days a week now. So that's where I do my jumping. But other than that, I'm keeping it low impact. But I must say, you're absolutely right. It's so funny. I went to Target recently, and as we're walking down the aisle, I'm noticing like there's like this one aisle that is just like full of people. And you know, you kind of intrigued because you kind of want to know, okay, what's on this aisle that everybody is like. And I had to go back and take a look. Dumbbells. I guess Target literally had just put out a bunch of dumbbells. So like everybody who was standing there was just like grabbing the dumbbells. And so of course I'm standing there like, and I look and I see two and I just grab them. I don't know what size they are. They look the same size. So I grab them, 25 pounds. And I was just like, I'm gonna take them. I said, I'm gonna
Are you at 25 pounds yet? Or you're like, these are my future goal now that I randomly own them.
Actually, it depends on that. It depends on the exercise. Mm-hmm. But I am using them. So curls and then the snatches that I did in my recent workout were actually the 25 pounds.
Oh, nice. Yeah, well, you're my inspiration because I'm still at 8, but that feels like a big accomplishment for me because I used to be at like 3 and 5. So we're getting there.
Believe me, I know I've had these pound of 10 pair. I had the pair of 10 pound dumbbells for I don't know how long. And I really just wanted 15 or 20. Like I wanted to take like, you know, I didn't necessarily want to jump up 15 pounds, but that was what was available. So that's
that's what Target gave you that day. The shelves here have been still totally empty. So you really like had a lucky moment.
Well, it's so funny because I saw some 20 pounds and I was like, but it was so everybody was kind of crowded around. So later that night, I'm sitting at home and I was like, you should really go back and get the 20 pounds. Like you should go back. And so I literally hopped in my car, drove back to Target, everything empty. Gone. Everything empty. I was just like,
how did all those people know to go? I'm so curious. Like, were there just enough people in the store that day? And they were like, oh my God, they filled the rack? Or like, did Target have a dumbbell alert out?
Well, it's so funny because the Big Five out here is the one that I've checked all the time. And I'm just like, hey, like, you know, and the guy told me, he was like, Monday, he was like, we get our shipment on Mondays. And he literally said, if you want dumbbells, you'll probably need to get here to line up at like 6 o'clock in the morning. Y'all don't open up till 9. Why would I get here at 6? He was like, because that's when people start lining up. I drove past there at 8 o'clock in the morning one day on my way to work. The line was so long for dumbbells. I was like,
oh my okay. Goodness.
Yeah. So you're right. It lets you know that so many people have transitioned from, because also too, a lot of people still don't feel 100% comfortable going back into, you know, the gym or movies or doing all these things with crowds. And so, and then a lot of people have just already built their little workout corners or their gym, their home gyms. Cause I know people who are like beast in the gym and were going to the gym, you know, 5-6 times a week before COVID. And now they're like, I don't know if I'm gonna go back. I have everything I need at home now.
Yeah.
So like, I think a lot of people are making that transition.
Yeah, I really like my little home structure now. I think I still miss the occasional like going to a workout class with a friend or something. Yeah. But this has really worked for me. And you know, I think it's amazing that you were able to pivot from like relying on the gym to making this new routine for yourself at home, inspiring all these people while you were doing it. And now you balance the two, which is so great. And you've made it work for yourself. And not once were you like interrupted on this incredible mission you had set out for yourself. So I really like commend you for being able to do that. Cause like I said, it took me 6 months to figure it out. So you were faster than me. So Janae, this has just been so wonderful. You have, like I said, just such positivity and the best outlook on this, and you're doing such amazing work. So when you think back to that very first moment when you were feeling like so defeated and lost, if you could look back in time and say something to yourself then about where you are now, what do you think you would say?
Just do it. Just go for it. Because I think it was in my mind, but I was so fearful of doing it that I would literally just be like, you got this. You can do it. Just try it. Because I think that's the thing that held me back the most was the fear of not knowing. But I think once I stepped into it and just started, I haven't looked back. And so I literally would be like, I'm like Nike, just do it.
They have a very good motto for a reason. You got to give them that. Oh, man, that's perfect. And is that the same kind of advice that you would give someone else who's like wants to change their life but hasn't started yet? Or would you say anything different to them?
I would definitely tell them to try it. But the thing that I realized is find something that you enjoy doing, because then you're going to stick to it. Because I think a lot of people look at my routines, for example, and they want to hop in. But I'm like, if you don't like squats, then my routines probably ain't going to be like, you know what I'm saying? Like you have to find the thing that resonates with you. Because I realized about weightlifting and fitness is, like you, I used to love the group classes. And my favorite all-time group class was body pump. It is a combination of cardio and weights. That's basically what I do now, except for it's just not in a class session. And so I realized that that's something that resonated with me. And so now that I'm doing these things on my own, a lot of those techniques that I used to love in body pump are things that I'm doing right now. So that's why I like to tell people, find something that you enjoy. If it's dancing, find a dance class. If you love yoga and meditation, because like I remember somebody told me that yoga wasn't a good workout. And I was like, come to yoga with me. And they were like, what? Come to yoga with me. And when I brought them to yoga, it was a guy too. He was, you know, guys think when he was done, I was like, so what do you think about yoga? He was sweating. He was red. And he was like, I will never question you again. But
power yoga is no joke.
No joke. But I tell people, I think if you find something that resonates with you, whether it's running, weightlifting, cardio classes, I think you're more apt to stick to it. And then once you're into something, you kind of want to branch out. If you think about the things that you love doing, if you love baking cookies, then baking cookies usually led to, I want to try a cake now. Oh, I want to try bread now. Like you start to branch out when you start to love something. And I kind of feel like fitness is the same way. Like when I started off, I love, you know, treadmill, but now I do weights and now I do yoga, like, you know, because it branched out. So I think start with the thing that you love, enjoy it, embrace it. And then slowly but surely, you'll start to develop a need to kind of want to venture out, try something new, try something different. And I think that's important. I honestly think that's, to me, one of the biggest things, because I remember I have a friend that's really into running. I love her to death. But I told her, I was like, I'm not a runner.
Right.
And she was like, but she said something that was very, very smart. And that I have to give it to her. She said, you're not a runner. She said, did you just tell me you weren't a runner? I said, yeah. She's like, have you ran before? I said, no. She's like, so how do you know you're not a runner? And I was like, okay, you're right.
You're like, I just know.
But I do know, like, that's not something that resonates with me. And so I'm not going to be like, I'm going to start running 2 miles every day, because a week from now you'll ask me how the running is going and I'll be like, oh, that I stopped that 4 days ago, you know? So, but if you ask me, how's the weightlifting going? I could tell you 2 years later, I love it. Like, you know, so I really think find the thing that you just enjoy and that resonates with you and you'll stick with it. But as well as just do something, do it, do something, whether it's, and try it. Like, I had a friend in college tell me when I was unsure what I wanted to do in life, she was like, take classes and everything. If you want to take art, take computer, take fire safety. She was like, just take the classes. She's like, cause you never know what's going to stick, what's going to, like, you know, hang with you. And I kind of feel like fitness is that way too. Try yoga, try weightlifting, try water aerobics. And then that one thing that you fall in love with is probably going to be the thing that you're going to stick with the most. So
I so agree. That's the great thing about fitness, as you just said, is there's so many things you can try. That's been my favorite thing about the Way Better app, actually, for me, is there's all these different coaches with all these different challenges you can try. And so when I was figuring out my routine into the pandemic, I was like, okay, I know I like playing these types of games. And then I know I'm going to do like my one day a week with my trainer to learn some more stuff. And then a couple other things. And then I had a routine and I was able to try all these different things until I figured out, okay, like that works for me. That doesn't work for me. And it's so cool because fitness just gives you so many options you find the thing.
It's true. And it's funny that you say that because and forgive me because I can't remember their names, but it's the twins that you just did the podcast with.
The Vision Twins. Yeah.
Yes. So I remember coming across their game and I was just like, I'm going to try it. Like, you know, but like you said, it's like I can go on there and I've done. So I love the Way Better app because I did a little cooking class on there. I did a workout class on top of, you know, being blessed enough to offer a couple of challenges myself. But it's just been, it's like you said, it's been like this great avenue of being able to try different things and see, like, you know, kind of, because also too, I feel like that's one of those areas people ask me about plateauing all the time. And I'll always be like, for me personally, when I plateau, I realize that I need to do something a little different. Because my body needs to be almost like shocked and doing something else. So like a lot of times when I'll plateau, it's funny. I can go back to yoga and just the stretching and the posing and stuff like that will almost like reactivate my body in a way to where when I go back to weightlifting or go back to cardio, I immediately start to see my body changing again. Because it's almost like just doing that something different for a while just kind of like, I don't even know what the right word is, but it just like kind of shocked my body. It woke me up.
Yeah. A little bit. And what do like the professionals say? They're like, activate different muscle groups.
Yeah.
I think that's what the kids say these days. Oh, Janae, this has been so fun. I have a couple rapid fire questions for you and then you are free to go. But again, just so incredible. I'm absolutely following along with your journey. I'm going to do some of your home workouts too. And like definitely can't wait till you host a challenge again, but this was so fun. Thank you.
This was amazing. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. All right. So what is your one myth about health that you used to believe was true and now you know is false?
That when you see a plus size woman or person that they're unhealthy. I feel like that is a huge myth because I can honestly tell you when I was smaller, I ate crazy. I didn't work out. And now I'm still considered plus size, but I eat way better. I work out 5 to 6 days a week. So I feel like that's a huge myth. Just because you see someone that's a little bit bigger does not mean they're unhealthy.
Right.
So that, yeah, I'm sorry. I just, that's a myth that I just want to debunk.
No, it's so true. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. What is your favorite exercise move and why?
So I have a love-hate relationship with this, but squats. I don't know why it has become my favorite because I honestly have a love-hate relationship with it, but honestly, I love how you're using so many muscles in the body to do a squat. And then I love being able to see the progress. I love being able to see how deep I can get into that squat, you know, especially over these last 2 years. When I first started, I could barely squat. And now to be able to see the difference today and knowing that there's still even more progress, even more that I can do. Yeah, squats. Squats is definitely my favorite, but more than anything, I love how it just shapes the body, how you're using so many different muscle groups. And then it's one of those exercises that you can truly see your progress just by looking in the mirror when you're squatting. So
yeah, I have a love hate with them too.
Yes. Cause nobody really wants to do squats, but you do.
Right. Right. And then you're like, oh, I'm glad I did that, I guess.
Exactly.
Okay. Final question for you. You obviously inspire so many people, but who inspires you?
See, this is so hard because I feel like there's all these different areas in your life when you're inspired by someone. But through this journey, to be honest with you, I think I've been inspired most by the community that is that I've been surrounded by, because on those days where I do feel unmotivated, I can log into Way Better app or I can log into Instagram, and I'm inspired by all the people that are that have gotten up that morning, posted their workout or posted their healthy meal. And like, then I'm encouraged. I'm like, okay, well, I'm not alone. Let me do this. So during this, these last 2 years, honestly, my inspiration has definitely come from just the community, And I mean, these last few months, to be honest with you, the Way Better app, I've connected with so many amazing people who, like, I've basically now we follow each other on Instagram that, you know, and it's like they inspire me, because every time I logged into the Way Better app and everybody posted their sweaty selfie and then they put their whatever the little question was of the day and they gave their explanation of how they felt or how the workout made them feel. That's what inspired me every single day. And it inspires me even now, because I'll go back into old, like, you know, my old challenge just to look up some of the comments and and just be inspired again. So yeah. I honestly will say the community that has surrounded, that I've become surrounded by, and the community that I've been able to build through social media has definitely been my inspiration.
That's beautiful. And I'm so with you on that. I love, like, I will just scroll through like my games or the feed and I'll just like random people's photos. I'm like, you go, you got this.
Yep.
I don't know anyone, but it's, yeah, I'm like, I'm just so happy to see that people are doing it no matter what stage they're in. It's just awesome. It just makes you happy.
It does. It does. And I think it's so funny. I remember one of the young ladies in one of the challenges, and I mean, I don't know her age, but beautiful older woman, beautiful salt and pepper hair, killing it. Like, I just felt like for all us youngsters that say we can't do it.
Right.
Look right over here. And it's so funny because I have, there's a lady that comes out to work with us on Sundays, and she is 61 years old. And one Sunday I had the ladder out where like you could do ladder work. And I was like, I showed them some different things. I said, I want you to choose kind of what you want to do on the ladder. 61 years old. She did a plank and then walked down the ladder. 61. I told her, when I get 61, I want to be like that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So that's why I say the community is what inspires me. That, cause like that day I was like, oh, I'm going to do the plank walk real soon. Now that I see you can do it, I can do it.
That's so awesome. There's so many people to be inspired by out there. It's just incredible. You are obviously a top tier example.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Well, again, Janae, thank you so much. I had so much fun. I've kept you too long, but thank you again. And I'm sure we'll see each other in the app soon.
Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And I'm just grateful. And this was amazing. So much fun.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to this two-part episode of Better by the Day with my guest, Janae Michelle, also known as This Curvy Girl's Fitness. I feel like I gained so much inspiration from Janae on leaving fear behind and just enjoying the process of working towards your goals. And I hope you did too. Thank you again to Janae for sharing her story with us and just being such a positive influence for everyone around her. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to hit subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a rating and review or tell a friend. Janae is hosting her next Way Better Challenge on May 17th. To keep an eye out for her game and join in, you can find us in the App Store or Google Play. We'll be back next week with another amazing episode. Thanks again, and we'll see you there.